It's been difficult to go anywhere in Boston without hearing euphoria in reaction to the Bruins' tremendous come-from-behind victory.
Fantastic, you know. This is unbelievable. It was probably the best Game 7 I've ever seen in my life. And I've been a Bruins fan for many years.
That's Bob Dole of Wilmington. He and friend Rhonda Gonsalves from Middleborough are talking about the tying and series-winning goals.
Well, when I was watching the game, it was like, oh, here we go. It's game 7. You know, we're down 4-1. I said, there's 3 minutes left. There's no way. There's no way. And I was just like everybody else, almost about to turn it off. And I kept watching. And it was like one goal after another after another. Then it was tied. And I'm like, woohoo, we're going to overtime. So, yeah, it was very exciting. It's very exciting.
Even Bruins general manager Peter Chiarelli still seems a bit stunned a day after the big win.
Never write this team off in my time here because there's been some pretty good comebacks. There's obviously been some disappointments, but I was angling for disappointment.
The Bruins are the first team in NHL history to win a Game 7 when trailing by 3 goals in the third period.
Desperation and playing with poise and composure while desperate are two different things, and that's what we did yesterday.
In a city that's felt major disappointment in its professional sports teams, Chiarelli voiced some empathy for Toronto.
I had a brief discussion with their general manager last night, Dave Nonis, and I said, Dave, this will make you stronger. And I said, it made us stronger, and it made us deal with this stuff better.
The Bruins will continue their quest for the Stanley Cup by hosting the first game against the New York Rangers Thursday night. Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.